Today, April 28th, we celebrate the great feast day of St. Louis Marie de Montfort, one of the great saints of France and one of really the great saints of all time. He was born in the year 1673 in Brittany, which is in the western part of France. And he had a rather unique background. His father was a lawyer for Montfort. His mother was a very devout and pious woman. He had 18 brothers and sisters, and only 8 of them survived to adulthood. The 10 who died in infancy, of course, were baptized, and so he can truly say that he had 10 brothers and sisters that made it to heaven before he did. And the remaining 3 brothers that he had and his 4 sisters all became either priests or nuns, so it really was an extraordinary family. St. Louis de Montfort is the saint who really ushered in the great Marian age that we're living in now. De Montfort was the one who really promoted this tender and true devotion to our Blessed Mother. And after de Montfort came so many Marian apparitions, such as the Miraculous Medal in 1830, Lourdes in 1858, Fatima in 1917, Bano and Barang, Belgium in the 1920s and 30s, but he also helped to really usher in the great Marian age of the definitions, such as a definition of the Immaculate Conception in 1854 and the Assumption in 1950, and then the founding of the great Marian movements, the Legion of Mary in 1921, Schoenstatt in the 1920s, the Knights of the Immaculata in 1917, the Blue Army in 1947. And really, this Marian age has been culminated now with Pope John Paul II, the great Marian de Montfort Pope, who is leading the church more and more to Jesus through Mary. De Montfort was an amazing man because he really lived the poverty of St. Francis of Assisi. He was a brilliant theologian like St. Bonaventure. He had the love for the poor of a St. Vincent de Paul. And he was a powerful preacher like Bernardine of Siena. So he sort of combined the wisdom and the holiness of many of the great saints in the last few centuries. He was actually not born in Montfort. His last name was Grignon, but he took the name Montfort because that was the town he was baptized in, and that was his baptismal. So he really gave up his family name and took the name of the place in which he was baptized because he felt such an importance to the sacrament of baptism. As a young man, he eventually felt called to the priesthood. He studied under the Jesuits and then under the Sulpicians. He made a 200-mile journey on foot in order to travel to Paris to study for the seminary. On his way there, he met a beggar and switched clothes with the beggar and gave away all his money. So by the time he got to the seminary, he looked like a beggar in rags. However, he became one of the most brilliant students in the seminary. He read every book on the Blessed Mother in the entire library. He earned his way through the seminary by keeping vigil with the corpses that were kept overnight in the church during the wakes. And he would spend 4 hours on his knees before keeping the bodies company. And then he would read the next 4 hours throughout the night. What little sleep he got, he would sleep sitting up in a chair. He was ordained in the year 1700, and he began just a 16-year priesthood. He died at the young age of 43, and he combated the 3 great problems in the church at that time, Jansenism, Gallicanism, and Protestantism, which was mixed with Calvinism, very anti-Catholic form of Protestantism. So to combat Jansenism, he preached the tender and loving mercy of God, and he preached tender and true devotion to the Blessed Mother. To combat Gallicanism, he promoted loyalty to Rome, loyalty to the Holy Father, and to combat the anti-Catholic Protestantism, he preached the Eucharist, the Blessed Mother, and the sacraments, and Holy Scripture. So for the next 16 years, he traveled all throughout Western France giving missions. And he would spend sometimes a week or 2 weeks, even a month, in a parish giving a mission. And he preached 200 missions during those 16 years. He established three religious congregations. He did tremendous work all over France. He even journeyed on foot 1,000 miles to go meet with the Pope, because he wasn't sure if he should go to Canada and become a missionary or go to some other place. The Pope said, "No, I want you to keep working throughout France and combat Jansenism." And the Pope made him a special missionary apostolic, which was a special title given really as one of the Pope's special preachers. Many people hated de Montfort. On many times he would be kicked out of dioceses by the Jansenistic priests or bishops, but he continued to preach this true devotion to the Blessed Mother and love for Christ in the Blessed Sacrament. On one occasion, he and a few thousand people built a Calvary scene. And this Calvary scene was 70 feet high, and the cross on top of the Calvary was 50 feet high above that. The Calvary was made up of 300,000 cubic feet of earth, and it was the most incredible Calvary scene ever made. And it included all the life-size stations of the cross, and it took about 2 years to make this. But the night before it was to be dedicated, the bishop ordered it to be leveled and to be destroyed. So de Montfort had many crosses during his lifetime, but he continued to remain obedient to the Holy Father and obedient to the bishops, and continued to work and spread devotion all throughout Western France. At the end of his life, 2 years before his death, he was poisoned. He was visiting either a convent or a monastery, and the monks or the nuns poisoned his soup. And he took just enough of it to realize it was poison, but it still affected him. And his body began to deteriorate, and 2 years later, he died. So de Montfort was a priest for only 16 years. He died in the year 1716. But he had still been able to found the three religious orders, the Daughters of Wisdom, the Montfort Fathers, and the Brothers of St. Gabriel. His books, most famous books, of course, are The Secret of the Rosary, The Secret of Mary, The Love of Eternal Wisdom, and his greatest book, of course, is The True Devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. De Montfort was beatified in 1888, canonized in 1947, and hopefully one day he'll be declared a doctor of the church. And there are many theologians that would certainly hope that he will be a doctor of the church. So what I encourage you to do, if you have never read any of the writings of St. Louis de Montfort, is to get a copy of his books, especially The True Devotion and The Secret of the Rosary, and read them, and then make the consecration. I encourage people to prepare for 33 days and then consecrate themselves to Jesus through Mary in a formal way on a great Marian feast day. So now I'll give you a blessing with a first-class relic of St. Louis de Montfort. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.